Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Crown him with many crowns. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Revelation 17:14. In Revelation, the Lamb of God overcomes his enemies as King of kings. Revelation 17:14. Perhaps you find it easy to envision Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29, but harder to view him as the Lord of lords vanquishing the forces of evil. If so, Abraham Kuyper will help you with this timely description of Christ as both victim and victor. Walk with Abraham Kuyper, a Dutch theologian who influenced his country for Christ in the 1800s to the 1900s. Christ is your king. Does this title of honor tend merely to have you think of Christ as in a distant hamlet, the man behind his plow thinks of his sovereign in the royal residence? Is the kingly image of the earthly prince applied to your Savior purely by way of comparison, a way to express his power and honor? The Lamb, so it is proclaimed unto you in Revelation, is not merely your reconciliation and your surety, not alone your Redeemer and Savior, nor yet alone your shepherd and your guide. No, the Lamb of God, and in this contrast, you feel what amazes and inspires the Lamb of God is at the same time the Lord of lords and King of kings. The Lamb with the crown, the high, the holy union of self-effacement and dominion, your King. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 17.
Revelation 17. One of these seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters. With her the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and with the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she rides, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for only a little while. The beast who once was and now is not is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose, and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb. But the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to hand over to the beast their royal authority until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth."
Lamb and Lord, Shepherd and Savior. It's a twin theme echoed in this familiar hymn. Use it right now to exalt your God and guide. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.